Jacka News. You need to know now.
Joburg reaches a high of 21 this afternoon, Pretoria 23 and Polokwane 27. We start with education, and Basic Education Minister Siviwe Khwarube has given the assurance that the implementation of the Bela Act will benefit all learners. Addressing the media yesterday, Khwarube emphasized the importance of clear guidelines, norms and standards. The minister promised to move swiftly while acknowledging the time needed for effective execution. She said that the guidelines for public schools and provincial departments will be sent by January.
I want to make it clear that this act will be implemented. The implementation will be done in a manner that protects the rights of all our children from any form of victimization. These guidelines will support school governing bodies, provincial education departments, in implementing sections of the Bela Act for harmony and clarity in the sector.
Meanwhile, civil rights organisation AfriForum has reiterated that Sections 4 and 5 of the Act can only be implemented after Minister Khwarube has established norms and standards. AfriForum CEO Kali Creel says this delay aligns with agreements at NEDLAC, ensuring Afrikaans schools maintain language policies based on local needs. He emphasised AfriForum and Solidarity's mission to challenge premature enforcement in court.
This process can take no less than 18 months. It means that it is in line with what AfriForum and Solidarity asked, that we need time for regulations to be put in place to make sure that there is not an abuse of power by those that wants to destroy Afrikaans schools.
Now to the roads, and 11 people were killed and 3 others injured in a head-on collision near Dutiwa in the Eastern Cape earlier this morning. Emergency services are still attending to the scene. Meanwhile, authorities continue to urge road users to exercise caution during the holiday season. Rugby. The Storm has finally managed to break their 5-match losing streak with a 29-10 home win over the Lions in the United Rugby Championship. Meanwhile, brothers Jordan and Jaden Hendricks have scored 13 points as the Sharks beat the Bulls 2017 in Durban yesterday. With the win, the Sharks extended their streak to 4 successive URC victories, their 5th of the season and first against the Bulls in almost 2 years. And finally, today sees the end of an era for 2 legendary brands in the news business. Both City Press and Rapport have their final print editions today and will become fully digital products. This follows Media 24's decision to end the print editions of the Sunday newspapers, as well as Beeld and Daily Sun. The company announced earlier this year that this is part of their expansion of digital news products. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers, Hoofnuus. Minister van Basiese Onderwys Siviwe Khwarube gee die versekering dat die instelling van die Bela Wet tot die voordeel van alle leerders sal wees.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.